Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, weekend edition, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports is Club Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, because we are presenting, drum roll please, Casey Munchkin. And you guys know him, he's been here before, not by the name Casey Munchkin, but by the name of Dylan of SeaWorld High Fashion. You all know, I've been playing SeaWorld High Fashion music for the past, a year? A little over a year, and Dylan visited with us last September, so he's back now. He's back to promote, not only talk about what's happening, what's going on, what SeaWorld High Fashion have been up to, but his solo effort. And he has an EP that will be dropping real soon by the name of Casey Comes Alive. That's the name of tonight's show. Club Culture Shock Entertainment Reports presents Casey Comes Alive, and I am loving it. That's one reason why the show was a delay this tonight, Oh, my apologies, because there was this music that I wanted to add. A couple songs I wanted to add, didn't have enough time or opportunity to add for you guys. Unholy, Hello. But what you just heard at the kickoff of the show, No Scrubs, remix. Yesterday I played a song for you guys, and I just cannot wait to hear this EP. I mean, this EP will have about 8-9 songs. He might be complete. Right this time last week, he had 1 or 2 songs to add. So, of course, he's going to give us a 411 on everything. So just chill, lounge, dance, do whatever you do, because tonight is Club Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Night with Casey Munchkin. You guys know I'm SeaWorld High Fashion. You know I would be playing SeaWorld High Fashion music also. And I should have added his brother, Johnny Paddock. Those of you in Pensacola know his brother, Johnny Panic. Johnny Panic's been out there doing shows, so you guys support him, okay? Well, let's say hello and what's up to Casey. I'm so excited. Can you all hear it in my voice? I know you can't. So let me calm down because I love his music. What's
up? Hey, what up, though?
What's up? How are you doing this Saturday night?
Oh, I'm just doing wonderful. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, excited, loving your new music. Because I still play SeaWorld High Fashion music like it's like crazy. But now we have Casey Comes Alive.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Your solo effort. So where should we begin?
I'm sorry.
Where should we begin? Talk about update on SeaWorld High Fashion or what's going on with this solo effort of yours?
Let's go ahead and talk about Casey Comes Alive real quick, I guess.
Exactly.
I'm guessing because I only have one more song to do.
Yay!
So I'm guessing like maybe late August or really early September it should be coming out.
Yay! August, a birthday present for me. My birthday is next month. So, wow, that is so cool. So, we're looking
at... I'm sorry, do what?
I said my birthday is next month, so that would be like a birthday present for me.
Oh, yeah.
a special birthday
present from me to you.
Exactly. Thank you. But that is super exciting. Wow. So, the project is called Casey Comes Alive, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And by listening to your music, you're definitely coming alive. You're waking everybody up. We're coming alive with you. Yeah, so what's going on with Casey Munchkin?
Casey Munchkin, that's what I do. That's all the hip-hop beats I do and then some dubstep stuff and then some house songs if I ever get around to doing that, but I don't know.
Wow, I mean, it's just hot. Because I couldn't resist naming the Tonight Show Club Culture Shock Entertainment Reports presenting Casey Comes Alive because if listeners that are alone or out clubbing, partying with their friends, you can't help but feel that club, feel like dancing and just vibing to your music.
Yeah,
if anybody
yeah.
in a bad mood, I know in a good mood right now after hearing No Scrub. So how did you come up with the name Casey Munchkin?
Casey Munchkin, it's kind of a weird story. I was in school one day, and we were talking about video games for some reason. I have no idea how video games came up. But we were talking about Pac-Man. And my teacher...
Line. I was once Miss Pac-Man Queen. Okay.
My teacher was talking about, like knockoff video games that they used to do like back whenever like video games just started or whatever. And Casey Munchkin was a video game that like just completely ripped off Pac-Man. And I thought that was hilarious.
Uh-huh.
So I decided to have that as my name.
But then that's weird because your work is so original.
No.
Nothing knockoff about your work.
Yeah, I hope so.
So that is cool. That's one thing I've been so excited about to hear your process. Because when you last visited with us back in September, I loved your stories regarding how the process that you take to write your songs and come up with some of your ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
What an amazing process you have. So, Candy Comes Alive.
Yes.
I was inspired to name your EP Casey Comes Alive. I love it. I love that title. It's
so
like the awakening, the new awakening. And Casey is totally different than Serial High Fashion.
Yeah, yeah. I was making music like Casey, like the stuff on Casey Comes Alive before SeaWorld High Fashion. So it's weird how it kind of happened, like SeaWorld High Fashion came out first, really.
Yeah,
so
and
like
I recall you talking about that during our last talk last September.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Like,
you're working on this project solo?
Yes, it's mostly me, but I'm gonna have some people like come and do like features on tracks. Like one of my songs, I just finished it actually, has Johnny Panic on it.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds really good,
and I'm really excited to put it out and have everyone listen to it.
Exactly. Now, which song is that?
It's called Honor Amongst Thieves.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of like an older style dubstep song, not like the crazy blah blah blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. It's just like a lot of bass, and then Johnny Panic is rapping for the first verse.
Oh, cool. Supporting one another. Now, Johnny Panic, again, those of you that don't know, but I know many listeners know who Johnny Panic is, those that listen to the show and fans and friends of, I was about to say Dylan, but Casey's, know who Johnny Panic is. And he's been doing shows also in Pensacola, so let's plug Johnny Panic. Where are some of the places he's been gigging at?
Where has he been playing at?
Yes, sir.
He's been playing, I don't know what the venue is. I think he's been playing at a place called the Handlebar, maybe,
okay.
In Pensacola. But I honestly, yes, ma'am, in Pensacola.
Okay.
But I can't remember, like, the specific.
Look for the Handlebar?
Yes, ma'am, the Handlebar.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, like Hulk Hogan's mustache.
Okay, cool. That is so amazing. So, wow. So, you mentioned school. So, tell us what's been going on. What's the name of the school that you're attending in Orlando, Florida?
Yeah, I'm going to Full Sail University right now. And, you know, I'm just getting straight A's, all 100s in every single class, so.
Yay! Congratulations.
You know, I'm pretty smart.
Yeah. And those that might have missed the interview last September, tell everyone what you're studying. Of course, they know music.
I'm studying, it's called recording engineering, but basically just like the dude that's in the studio, like recording and mixing all the bands that come in.
That is amazing. That's good. So
yeah, yeah, no, I'm really happy.
What did you say?
I'm really happy, I guess, with my career field that I've chosen.
Exactly. I'm happy for you, too. That sounds so great. So many people seek to be on the stage, even though you are an artist and performing artist or a performer, you understand your gift and your talent, and it's great that you're furthering your education in becoming a recording engineer.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely.
Yes, so that is great. I'm sure some of the old heads and new schoolers listening to the show are loving this.
I hope so. Everyone's so cool, and I love everyone.
Exactly, I do too. I know. I can feel the love right now as we broadcast the show. There's so much love out there, and that's good to feel when we see so much negative things happening. But yeah, that is so amazing. So, of course, we will see Casey with his own recording studio, Casey Munchkin Studios, I guess, in the near future.
Casey.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, I can ask you 1,000 questions, but I'd like you to volunteer information to us, and also I'll be playing some more of your music for the listening audience. I can ask you 1,000 questions, but you're never lost for words. What else do you feel you need to share with us? What's going on with your friend? I know a friend with SeaWorld High Fashion.
Bird Murda, the other half of SeaWorld High Fashion, he's having a little baby pretty soon. I think within the month or 2 months. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And it's going to be a girl.
Oh.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah. Very cute.
Congrats to him. He's working on his project, too. So, wow.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a girl. That is so neat.
And
wow,
SeaWorld High Fashion, we're actually, I'm planning on putting out another little EP thing for SeaWorld High Fashion. Probably like just the start of next year. I'm not really sure what I'm going to call it yet, but I have like 4 or 5 songs that I'm going to be working on pretty soon.
Oh, that is wonderful. Because I promise you, I don't know how often or if you ever listen to the show, but your friends that listen to the show, I'm sure they tell you, she always play your music. I believe I play at least one of your songs every broadcast.
Really? Thank you.
Yeah, I sure do. I sure do, because I love SeaWorld High Fashion and now, and I'm loving Casey Comes Alive. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
So that's good. So we'll see. Casey Comes Alive, late August, early September, and SeaWorld High Fashion, beginning of 2014. Like around the holiday season.
Maybe January, February. I don't know if that's still, is that still the holiday season? Is that still considered?
If not holiday, then around Valentine's, huh?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Wow. So what are some of what were you saying?
I was about to say it would be the new SeaWorld High Fashion EP is the perfect soundtrack to your Valentine's date. Right there.
See, that would be great right
time.
There. We're vibing one another. That would be great. After the holiday season, wife Valentine.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. So, speaking of SeaWorld High Fashion, let's listen to, what should I play? Everything is Lavish. You know what? I've never played Booty Bounce. Should I play Booty Bounce?
Yeah, let's play Booty Bounce.
Okay. Here's Booty Bounce by SeaWorld High Fashion.
For that daily twerk. Leg out. Boss it, boss it, boss it, boss it. Twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it. Booty bounce, booty bounce. Boop, 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 booty bounce. I'm riding around that hootie. Big face with some soupy. Must be perfect, feeling groovy. Got a bad bitch with a booty. Stupid chain look fruity. Diamonds with some ruby. Every day counting new juice. Can't see munch. That's what I heard him say. Last trade, same coast as Chevrolet. Posted on the corner with pills and yay. With a couple balls in major pain. Major pain, major pain. I'm starting to look like Damon Wayne. When I'm not talking about fear or when I say I'm on that special case. I'm going off, switch lanes just like a bowling ball. No beer, but it looks like Chris Cross. That can't make you jump like Chris Cross. Chris Cross, Chris Cross. That can't make you jump like Chris Cross. I look like old walking legs, but still you'll be on the slim zone. Yeah. Target Lex Pro, diamonds in the coat, we got me moving slow like, yeah. Target Lex Pro, diamonds in the coat, we got me moving slow like,
boss it.
Friends, and see where I've been.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, most definitely. Oh, man. I know we've talked about Booty Bounce before and everything is lavish, but we can't assume everyone listened to our talk before. And I have new listeners, and you have new friends also since then. So tell us about Booty Bounce and Everything is Lavish. And
Well, Everything is Lavish. I think that was right before SeaWorld High Fashion Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that song all written, and I was like, you know what? I just need to drive it home that SeaWorld High Fashion is a very lavish band that likes the finer things in life.
Yeah, and that's one thing I love about the image of SeaWorld High Fashion and the songs from SeaWorld High Fashion. It's like SeaWorld High Fashion puts you into this world, real or surreal, of the glam life, utopia of just living the finest. And just like, you know, high fashion, everything is lavish. And, you know, it's just, SeaWorld High Fashion is just like, and Kacey Munchkin is like, yeah, let's just, whoever you, it doesn't matter who you are and where you're from, let's just get funky right now.
Yeah, no, we're like David Bowie, if David Bowie rapped.
Exactly. And be honest, you remind me of, I'm a big lover of Prince music also, and there's someone else. Oh, you know I'm 44, so I love the 80s. And your music reminds me of David Bowie, early days of Prince, and the music of the 80s, but reborn. Mm. So your parents probably have told you, well, you told us last time how your parents' musical tastes influenced you also, so I know your parents are like around my age. And so, I mean, your music is like a rebirth of the 80s also.
Well, thank you.
Like with the punk music and the house music, you know, but it's like a whole new rebirth. And with the UK invasion, you know. So your music is very, UK-ish. Also,
thank you. I never really looked at it like that, but
we have a lot of UK listeners, so you guys, am I right or wrong? You know, so really. But what you were explaining your music yourself, you said it's a little bit of David Bowie and what?
David Bowie and, I can't remember now.
No!
Well, David Bowie, that's good enough.
Yeah, because I mean, I was like, wow. And there's someone I was listening to, and I was like, from the 80s, and I was like, wow, this is, Kacey's music is like a rebirth of this music. I wish I could think of the exact group that I'm thinking of, because if you had not heard their music, when I think of it, if we're on air or off air, I would definitely tell you, so you can check it out yourself. But there are a couple artists that you definitely, your music is reminds me of. You don't sound like them, but you sound like a rebirth. It's just amazing how all these years later you can hear that. So your music welcomes all ages and all, people from all over, you know, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like old, like grandpas and grandmas listen to my music.
Exactly.
So
the little babies, I know little babies like to dance on your music to the grandmas and grandpas, the great great grandmas and grandpas.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is so neat. Wow, I'm just super excited. So what about you? You won't focus on. Have you been performing any?
No, ma'am.
Working on your music. Do you collab with other artists? Since you do beats and all, do you collaborate with other artists?
I'm not like a whole bunch, but I have before. I don't think I have recently though. I'm pretty sure I haven't recently.
Oh wow.
There were some dudes that I was supposed to collaborate with, but then they just never called me back, and I was like, oh no, no one wants to call me back now.
Wow. Well, if you, a lot of people listen to this show, underground, indie, and mainstream artists. Man, if they listen to any of this music, I don't know what you guys are waiting for, because Casey definitely is original and different and unique, and that's what we need. You hear people so often say that music sounds so much alike nowadays, but yeah. Your music is so original, and this drives me to ask you another question. What drives your originality? And I noticed
what drives my originality?
The question I asked the guests on the show, but I guess my favorite artists happen to be artists that are so original. And so there's a reason why I asked the question, I guess, because what drives your originality when there's so many cookie-cutter, you know, so much cookie-cutter music out there?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I guess I kind of just, like, I don't know if this sounds cheesy or not, but I kind of, like, just make music the way I think music should sound. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I don't know.
Good point. And your music, just as in the words of Sigur, high fashion, your music is, like, if it was clothing apparel, it would be upscale. Because your music is original.
It would be Louis or Gucci or maybe some Cartier.
Exactly. Wow. That's deep. And wow, the way music should sound. There are a lot of people thinking, saying, that's a good point right there.
Yeah.
Wow. So the process, do you want to tell us anything about your writing process or how you come up with the beats or with the songs or the name of the songs? I didn't get a chance to add Unholy and Hello, but you guys that I network with on social network media, I have shared a lot of my favorite songs with you, so I hope you are listening to those songs and all that. But there are two songs that I'm loving that I wanted to add, but I did add, The Famous, also known as G-Shit.
Oh, yeah, G-Shit, and then The Infamous. Yes, ma'am.
The Infamous, yeah.
Yeah. So, that's actually going to be on my upcoming EP, The Case Comes Alive one.
Oh, okay. Because I was wondering, I wonder which tracks made the cut and which ones didn't. Because I love them. I hope Unholy and Hello, Hello, I'm Johnny Cash is made the cut, especially Unholy.
Unholy was on my last dubstep release, like, I think it was almost 2 years ago that I put that out.
That was before C World High Fashion?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, your friend in the chat room said your music is Platinum Cartier.
Platinum Cartier? Ooh.
Yes.
Thank you, friend in the chat room.
You are so right. I agree. Oh, my God. Platinum Cartier. Oh, my God.
That should be the name of the next mixtape, next C World High Fashion mixtape.
Exactly. Yay. See, that would be a great name. The best of the best. I'm like, whoa. That is amazing. I bet this is someone you know also. But where were we? But I had to hear that.
I think you asked me a question, but then we kind of got off topic there for a second.
I
can't remember the question.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, I got to share this.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, friends in the chat room.
Exactly.
I can't remember the last. I know you asked me a while ago about Lavish and Booty Bounce and what those were about.
Oh, yeah.
That was quite some time ago.
We have talked about that before, but, you know, some people do not know.
Yeah, I think we talked about Lavish, but not Booty Bounce.
Huh?
This time. But Booty Bounce, it was I found out what twerking was, and I was like, oh my gosh, twerking. This is next level stuff, guys. We gotta get this out. So I was gonna design an app, like for iPhones and whatnot, and call it the Daily Twerk. And pretty much it's like every day a new twerk video is posted.
Yeah.
That I find on the internet.
Birthday, I went to Walmart to pick up my birthday cake, and one of the young ladies that baked my cake. I was videotaping the baking department at Walmart, and she started twerking. And that was last year. But Miley Cyrus, she loved twerking. So if Miley is a online friend of mine, so I hope she's listening to the show, because you see how much she loves to twerk now.
Yeah, well, I mean, Miley Cyrus, if you're listening right now, you know, I live in Orlando. Come meet me. I would love to meet you, Miley Cyrus.
That would be someone great for you to collab with, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Most definitely. Yes.
Yeah, no, the lady in Walmart was twerking in your video?
Uh-huh. I went to pick up my cake, and I like to take pictures. I've always loved to take pictures and video people, and she was twerking. She did like a little twerk. That was summer, and it was kind of new, and you had already released Booty Bounce, because you and I talked that next month. Yeah. And then twerking, nice. And well, you need to do something for the turn-up crowd, and what's that saying, the turn-it-up?
Yeah, turn-up, turn-up.
Yeah.
For sure. I need to make like a Waka Flocka Flame type song to get people to turn up.
Exactly. Wow.
The song will start, and I'll be like, Casey, turn up.
Oh, wow, this is so amazing. Straight A student and make awesome music. This is so wonderful. Casey?
Yes.
I said, this is so wonderful. I said, this is awesome. You're a straight A student and then you're perfecting and doing your musical projects at the same time. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. I like to stay busy, you know.
Wow. So a lot of listeners might, you mentioned your partner expecting a baby, but I'm sure a lot of listeners want to know your status, your relationship status. It seems like you're so busy, so... That's another thing that listeners like to know. Well, what's your guest status? So I'm sure a lot of you mentioned your partner expecting a baby. So what's your status?
My status is single and ready to mingle.
you guys hear that? Single and ready to mingle. Because I know they're probably saying, well, she's not asking that question. What about his personal life? But we're talking
about... Yeah, for sure.
So as long as you don't mind answering the question, he says he's single and ready to mingle.
Yeah.
But do you want to elaborate on what interests you?
What do you mean?
What type of person?
I like nice people and people with, like, a sense of humor, you know?
Oh, that is so important.
That's really all I care about, I guess. Yeah, just nice and with a sense of humor.
Yeah, I think that's important, too. I'm with you on that one also. Nice people with a sense of humor. Sense of humor goes a long way.
It really does, because whenever you're talking to someone and you're saying jokes, and they're like, yeah, definitely. It just kind of kills the conversation.
And some people might say, well, why you say sense of humor? But, you know, there are some people who just don't get it at all, don't have a sense of humor at all.
Yeah.
And sense of humor helps us through ups and downs. And it's so good to have people in your life with a sense of humor, and then especially if that person is someone you're dating or, you know, exclusively or not, to have a sense of humor. just keeps the excitement going in my book.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
But I also like to, every now and again, I like to hang out with people who don't have a sense of humor. And this is why. Because whenever I tell a joke and they don't find it funny at all, I think that's hilarious.
You know what? That is a good point. That really gets attention when you know something is hilarious or something should at least make you giggle, and a person is just their stone face.
Stone face,
like,
the whole time.
Hey. That is a good point. So those of you with a sense of humor, you know, you're inspiring also.
For now.
Yeah, for now. You're so crazy. Well, one song that definitely, if you don't have a sense of humor when you listen to this song, I don't know what kind of person you are. And that's Bahama Mama.
Bahama Mama, turn down some vodka.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm in Jamaica right now.
Yuma!
Listen up. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka. Did a backflip, then I landed in an opera. I rep that fucking Prada. I came from the water. Sea World high fashion, I'm looking like Madonna. Young Casey Munch, guns, stunts, no license, can't no more. Creeping down the street, and I'm bumping fucking reggaeton. Nine piece, eight balls, chirping on my cellophone. Posted in Jamaica, smoking hella bone. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. And now I'm feeling so tropical. Long hair, and it's coming out my follicle. Try me, it ain't logical. Rock too much, iced out, I'm looking like a popsicle. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama.
Now here come the Mac 10.
Bahama Mama. And what was the name of the last track I played?
That is G Shit.
Yes. Yes. I told you I was going to play G Shit. I like that. Yeah. So, Bahama Mama, you had me laughing when you told me your writing process for Bahama Mama. And I don't know if you want to share a short story about the writing of that song or not again.
But I'm trying to remember it.
It's a great story. And you told me you didn't know the ingredients of the drink, the Bahama Mama, before writing.
Oh, that was it. Yeah. I thought that it was like a phrase or something. I had no idea that Bahama Mama was a drink. And then one time I was talking to one of my friends, and he was like, yeah, Bahama Mama, like the drink with rum and stuff. And I was like, wait, what? No, it's not a drink. You're crazy. Stop talking. And then we kept on talking. He was like, yeah, no, it's definitely a drink. And I was like, you're crazy. And then I looked it up, and, you know, it's a drink, of course. And then I, like, got the ingredients, and I put it into the song.
Wow. Thank you. I love that story of the writing process of Bahama Mama. He already had the song, you guys, and not knowing the ingredients of the Bahama Mama, the drink, until later, and then he added that. That is just amazing.
I have no idea how that happened either.
I know. I'm one of those friends that, please tell that story again. So listeners definitely had to hear that story. What were you saying?
I'm sorry, what?
I was just saying I'm one of those friends that love to hear that stories over again. And I know a lot of the listeners hadn't heard that story and wondered what was your writing process for that song. But it just amazed me that you didn't know the ingredients until after the fact.
Oh, yeah. Until after the song was completed.
Yeah. Because I bet most people think that, hey, he probably was somewhere sitting drinking a Bahama Mama.
Yeah.
But it's funny because ever since I made Bahama that song, Mama, and it sounds so vacay-ish. You know, when I listen to that song, I think about, you know, being in the Bahamas.
Drinking a Bahama Mama.
Alcohol, got non-alcoholic. Just having fun. That is definitely a fun song. I mean, all your music is so fun. And I know you said you love to be around people with a sense of humor, and you have a sense of humor, and seem like you do have that real serious side also, obviously. But what drives you to just make people happy with good music, good feeling music?
I just like to make people happy. That's a hobby of mine, I guess you would say.
You're going to have happy tears coming out of my eyes. Wow, that is so neat, because you can really feel it, that you really enjoy producing happy music. Because some, even your instrumentals are like so, you know, just so happy. You can feel the emotions. Your instrumentals, most definitely. They take me. And those of you that are checking out his SoundCloud profile, and also I need to give you all the links that you can check out his music. I've been sharing his links out and his YouTube channel out with you all. But just listening to his music, the instrumentals, they just take you through journeys. They take me through a journey. I guess I can only speak for myself, and then I mean, look at all the fans and friends that he has. I mean, I guess that we're all on the same page. Your music just is so driving, and the instrumentals. I mean, you can just visualize. When I listen to your music, I visualize images. You know.
Really,
do you produce music purposely to drive people, your listeners' imaginations?
I guess make music that kind of paints a picture, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, Like, whenever I'm making music, I'm like, oh, that sounds nice right there. Like, and then I just go from there. I don't know.
Yeah, because I notice when I listen to your music, I tend to see images. You know, take me on a journey.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not alone. I'm almost sure I'm not alone. And everyone in music doesn't do that, you know?
Yeah. I like to do that and then, like, just make a song with a particular vibe in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like summertime or something. Or
yes.
Something nostalgic. Yeah.
Yes. Wow. I guess I played Know What Love Is on yesterday. You want to talk some more, or should I play Know What Love Is?
I'm actually probably going to have to head out. I'm going to go and see This Is the End tonight.
Oh, my God. Do you love James? Do you love everybody on there? I love me some James Franco.
James Franco is, like, the best actor alive. Like,
oh, my God. I love him so much. You know, he filmed a movie here in Jackson Metropolitan area. You know him in Mississippi. So he has a movie that he filmed here just last fall coming out soon that he, presented at the Cannes Film Festival. So,
really?
Man, I know some people say Cannes, some people say Cannes, but and I Lay Dying, based on the Will Faulkner book. But I love me some James Franco. He listens to the show, so he might be listening. Say something.
Hey,
he and I
hey James
one
Franco,
another.
What's up?
Hey, Casey's getting ready to go see your movie. Okay, let me be quiet. say whatever, because he does listen to the show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, James Franco, if you're listening, like, let's hang out sometime. You sound like a cool guy.
Exactly. Exactly. He definitely should come pre-murder a movie as I Lay Dying here in Jackson. Wow, this is a small world. So let's talk a little bit more, and then when we conclude our talk, I will play Know What Love Is and High Fashion and Others in conclusion of the program. So
cool.
So how can people get your music, like past music, to update themselves? Like your previous works, how can they get your music? Like SeaWorld High Fashion and your Casey Munchkin music that you had released before.
My SeaWorld High Fashion music. If you get on SoundCloud and look up either SeaWorld High Fashion or SWHF, like the initials for SeaWorld High Fashion,
mm-hmm.
it'll bring you to the SoundCloud page. And from the SoundCloud page, you could, there's a link for the mixtape on the
mm-hmm.
right. And then for the songs with videos, you just go into the little description of the song, and it has the link for the video on YouTube.
That's cool. And your
then,
YouTube channel is youtube.com.
It's Astro Monster 06, and O like O-H.
Okay, definitely subscribe to his YouTube channel. And also Facebook, is that for fans and listeners of the show, or do you try to keep that personal?
Facebook, I have a SeaWorld High Fashion Facebook, and I'm sure if you look up SeaWorld High Fashion, it's probably like the first or second little thing in Facebook.
Okay.
But for Casey Munchkin, I don't have a Facebook for it right now. I'm planning on making one pretty soon, though.
Okay, and so you don't want people to, you don't want to direct too much traffic to your personal page.
Yeah.
Okay, so SeaWorld High Fashion, I have liked that page a long time ago, and you will be creating the Casey Munchkin, I'm sure, with the release of the EP at the end of August. You will be creating a Facebook page, I'm sure, for Casey Munchkin.
Yes, ma'am. And also, on the Casey Munchkin Facebook page, I'm planning on putting beats up, like hip-hop instrumentals. And
uh-huh.
if anyone wants to purchase any, I mean, I don't really know how much I'll be selling them for right now, but it'll be on that page.
Good. Great. That's exactly
mm-hmm.
what I wanted to know. And I'm sure that's what I – because listeners, producers, artists, you guys definitely need to work with Casey Munchkin, because you guys, those beats are awesome.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. So, in closing, because your film is probably starting soon. I'm so glad I scheduled the show early tonight, because, you know, I usually schedule late night. Last time we talked, it was a late night show.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad I scheduled it early.
Yeah.
And is there anything else we should know?
Let's see. We went over that my music is emotional and lavish. And also that I'm single and ready to mingle.
Exactly.
And I think that's about it. That's me in a nutshell.
Cool. And I'm still interested in representing you. I'm still interested in representing you if you don't have management yet.
Yeah, for sure. My manager, Beth.
Exactly. Thank you. Still, I love your music. I mean, it's just something, you know how you fall in love with people? I just fell in love with your music, and it's just so amazing. And I'm just loving it.
Well, thank you.
So I will continue on. I definitely don't want you to be late for that film, not at all. And I'm sure listeners don't either. And let's see. It seems like there's something else that we should touch base on. I wanted to ask you about a song. What is the song "Spank the Philly" about? I know you need to go, but is it "Spank the Philly"?
Oh, "Spark the Philly"?
Yes, "Spark the Philly."
"Spark the Philly." It's I already sampled Mobb Deep, like the rap group Mobb Deep.
I love Mobb Deep.
Mobb Deep is one of the best hip hop groups ever.
Right.
And then I sampled them again for "Spark the Philly," and I kind of wanted to have like that old hip hop vibe to it, but also while making like a dubstep song. And I don't know, it didn't really work out exactly like that. It kind of just sounds like a dubstep song, but I don't know. I thought that I would sample them in that too.
Okay, and what drove you to produce "Unholy"? You guys keep hearing me talk about "Unholy," and it will be added to the playlist. But it sounds just like the title. Unholy, like, oh my goodness. So what drove you?
I was making. That's the one that's on the EP called Trieste.
Uh-huh.
And, like, that whole EP is kind of sounds like that. Like, kind of slow and bassy.
Yeah.
Kind of sound. And for that song, I kind of just made it. And then later on, I was listening to it, and I was like, wow, this song kind of sounds off a little bit. And then I was like, I'll name it "Unholy" and see how that goes. And I named it, and I was like, that's a perfect name.
That's
for
a perfect
song.
Name for it, because it sounds very spiritual, but at the same time,
yeah,
it sounds sinful.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah,
like a yin yang of being like full of spirituality, but then at the same time, it's, you know, like, be careful of temptation.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
for
my
sure.
description, you guys. When I listen to it, you know, I feel this religion, this spirituality, but then I feel this like naughtiness, like, whoa, unholy, perfect title.
Yeah.
Wow,
sorry,
that's
what?
Amazing, because I love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So it's going on 9, almost 9:15 here, and it's almost 10:15 where you are, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let us know when you need to go.
I should probably get going now. Yeah.
Okay, so I will play "Know What Love Is." And we'll go over how people can contact you again, your YouTube channel, SoundCloud, like your Facebook page, Sea World High Fashion. Casey Munchkin should be up no later than early September, Facebook page, right?
Yes, ma'am. And also, my email address, you could go ahead and send me an email. Yeah,
okay.
It's Dylan_W@ymail.com.
Dylan_W@ymail.com. And that's D-I-L-L-O-N, right?
Yes, ma'am.
_W@ymail.com. That is his email address, everyone. So you contact him directly, and he's very good at responding in a timely fashion. So email him, and Dylan will be sure to get back in touch with you ASAP.
Yeah, especially if you're Miley Cyrus and you're listening right now.
Exactly, and James Franco, and my boyfriend in my head, Ryan Seacrest.
Yes.
Most definitely. So thank you so much. I mean, we can go on, and I look forward to talking with you soon, maybe tomorrow or whenever. Let me know how, because I haven't seen the movie yet, so that's like on my top five list. The last movie I seen was Oz with James Franco, and I'm behind on so many movies. What other movie have you seen recently?
Recently I saw the Oz movie, and then I saw him in Spring Breakers.
Oh, man, see, he and Selena Gomez, and speaking of Ryan Seacrest, he'll be interviewing her tomorrow night on E! But, oh, man, that character is pretty awesome in Spring Breakers, right? James Franco's
character.
Yeah,
no, he's hilarious in Spring Breakers.
Oh,
he's
man.
Like, Spring Break.
Oh, man, he is just amazing. The characters that he can play, and man, he has an amazing project going on also where he's, I just don't see how he has so much time. He needs to come on the show and talk about time management. Time management is important to me, but he manages to be a successful actor, director, professor, Arthur Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Then he has a project where he's, want to make films based on stories in his recent book about his hometown. And so, I mean, and then he's an artist. He's always exhibiting his artwork. So he's just an amazing artist, period.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
So people should definitely pay more attention to James Franco.
You know, I feel like sometimes people are kind of sleeping on James Franco, and I can't really see how people can do that.
Exactly. And you know what? I'm one of those people that was kind of sleeping on him like maybe 4 years ago. And I every year I put together this hot list of hot guys. And you probably make it the 100 hot guy list. And one of my friends was like, James Franco, you got to put him on the list. And I'm like, wait a second, you're right. And so it's been like, ever since then, I've been like, oh, man, I liked him as an art actor, but I had been kind of sleeping on him. And then I'm like, wait a second, James Franco is just so talented. And then soon after that, he hosted the Oscars. And I was like, man, this guy is something.
I'm pretty sure that he just doesn't sleep ever.
Exactly. I know. I don't see how. He posts a lot of pictures of him sleeping, but I don't see how he's sleeping.
He was just faking whenever he posts the picture.
Yeah. But I don't want you to be tardy for your movie, but we're definitely so glad that we were able to have fun with you tonight.
Yeah, for sure. And thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. So we look for you back in September?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, so it's a date. September.
Ooh.
My artist, listen to me. But in September, Casey Munchkin will be back to talk about the release of Casey Comes Alive.
Mhm. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for having me.
So you coming back in September?
Yes. Let's say September 15th. Let's say September 15th.
Okay. Are you looking at the schedule?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. On September 15th, September? That's on a Saturday?
I do believe so.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and schedule that show.
Wait. No, that's a Sunday.
Near that date.
How about September 14th?
Okay, and that's going to be that Saturday?
Yes.
It's going to be September 14th?
Yeah, 14th.
Okay, on Saturday. Okay, I'll schedule. We'll schedule for early night or late night. So you guys hear us making a date.
All right, cool beans. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, you have a good night, and thank you, everyone,
you
for listening.
Too.
I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you. And now here's Know What Love Is. Thank you, Casey. Enjoy the movie. Know what love is. That is from Casey Muskin. Thank you, Casey, so much for a great interview tonight. It was wonderful. Know What Love Is comes from his new EP that will be dropping the end of August. End of August, early September. Casey Comes Alive. And Casey will be coming back on September the 14th. You guys heard it here, live in full effect. He will be returning on Saturday night, September the 14th. And so that was Know What Love Is. And again, you can email Casey at Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N, underscore W, at ymail.com. And you can, again, so this is when I fell in love with his music more than a year ago, networking with him on SoundCloud.com. You can listen to more of his music and some of the songs like Unholy and Hello, I Am Jenny Cass at SoundCloud.com. You can check him, the SeaWorld High Fashion music out at SeaWorld High Fashion or SWHF or at Cheesy Measy, Casey Munchkin. You can check out music also there. That's where you can hear some of his, couple of his tracks that will be on his new EP, Casey Come Alive. Also subscribe to his YouTube channel at Astro Munster 06. That's A-S-T-R-O Munster 06. That's his YouTube channel. And you can like his Facebook page, SeaWorld High Fashion, and the Casey Munchkin Facebook page should be up in early September. So again, thank you so much. Thank you to the listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Thank you to Casey Munchkin, SeaWorld High Fashion, Johnny Panic, the whole crew, in regards to listening to the show and supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And remember, if you're interested in collabing with him, well, he has some awesome beats, email him at Dillon underscore W at ymail.com. So, wow. So, you hear kind of changing my voice. There's some excitement going on also in my background. But I definitely thank you for your love and your support. And you, let's see, we haven't heard High Fashion yet, have we not? I'm always playing High Fashion. And that is just amazing. So remember, Casey said that we should be looking forward to new music from SeaWorld High Fashion in early year, around Valentine's Day. I can't wait. I love SeaWorld High Fashion. And it's so amazing how SeaWorld High Fashion music is different than Casey Munchkin's music. Is it not? I think that is just so awesome. Here's High Fashion.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion. I got your number, I got you fucked up. We're taking pictures and it's time for the close-up. Gucci, Gabbana, swagalicious swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunts can buy. A caddy full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the tricks, the money, and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guest list extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you what the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swaggerlicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm trill, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of a juicer, I give no fucks. Rap game punky booster, I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. Goddamn so clean, perfection in the flesh. SeaWorld High Fashion, get money, fuck taxes, so pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic, no horseplay in SeaWorld, Seabiscuit and Quick Draw, I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and you, all y'all, married to the game, shotgun wedding, sauna, new whip, black and black, big body, Rick Ross, bitch looking for faux play, photocal blow his dick off, white girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexy, jerk off, Gucci Mane, I'm bird up. Sex, money, murder, bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt off.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion, swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion, clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion, swag is amazing, SeaWorld high fashion. Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion, swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion, clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion, swag is amazing.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bags. We're witnessing the birth of the planetary fashion.
SeaWorld high fashion. Yes, I love that song. SeaWorld high fashion. But here's a little DJ Swan.
Step.
Of the show, we kicked the show off with No Scrubs, the remix, the Cheesy Measy remix. He is a talent, is he not? Talking about James Franco, Casey Munskin is on point. He's so talented, so amazing. I know his friends and family, his parents are so proud of him. I am proud of him, and I've been networked with him for over a year. To love his music, to be able to maintain straight A's in school and also produce such amazing music is so awesome, and he's definitely setting a great example. So you guys heard it. He's in school studying to become a recording engineer, and listening to his music, he is definitely on the right path, is he not? You know, informally self-taught plus formally taught, and so, you know, that's... It's so important for us to continue our education. We talk about that. You hear guests, you hear callers talk about that, and that's the perfect example right there. And just think about those that he probably would teach also. I mean, he's teaching when he collab with others and work with others, so that's just amazing. So I'm looking forward to Casey's return on September the 14th. You guys heard it. We went ahead and set the date and confirmed the date when he'll return. On September the 14th, when I'm through broadcasting tonight, I'm just going to go ahead and schedule his show for September the 14th on Saturday, because we will be talking about Casey Comes Alive, his solo effort, which will be dropping real soon. He only has one more track, and then the project will be complete. And so just, I cannot wait, because his music is so awesome. And again, music that I'm not playing, you guys check it out. And you can, you know, go to SoundCloud and go to his YouTube channels and like his Sea World High Fashion page. And also you can email him at dylan_w@ymail.com. And check out Unholy. Check out Hello, I Am Johnny Cash. I have those songs posted on my Tumblr pages and Twitter and Facebook pages and so on. Spark the Philly. You know, you've heard Know What Love Is. I love that Rude Boy, you know. So I guess that's where I think about Prince, because in the early 80s, Prince was known as Rude Boy. You know, he was a rude boy. He didn't want anybody to look at him as a good guy. He was a rude, naughty boy. But that's just just good talking with Casey. I am definitely one of those friends that like to hear stories and like to hear people repeat stories, because some of you missed our talk back in September. I hadn't listened to the archive show. I need to feature the archive show also. Those of you that didn't hear our show back in September, you can be caught up on. And then also, if you didn't hear this show in its entirety, you can check it out in the archives also. I'll feature it for this week also, so you can easily access it when you visit the profile here at blogtalkradio.com/CultureShock, Inc., KULTURESHOKENT. Big shout out to those that auditioned for Jackson Idol today. I think the winner of our Jackson Idol will be able to go to Atlanta, I think, the Atlanta auditions. And I think another prize was to check out the American Idol Tour in New Orleans. I remember last summer the American Idol Tour did stop in Jackson, and the tickets sold out immediately. And what else? American Idol is in Detroit this weekend. So big shout out to all of those auditioning for American Idol in Detroit. A big shout out and hugs to Ryan Seacrest and all the judges and everyone, you know, the production team and everybody that have to do with American Idol. I hope that, again, we get someone from Mississippi, from the Deep South, on American Idol this coming up season. So, wow. I wonder who the judges would be. I think Jennifer Hudson has been confirmed. Is Fantasia, will Fantasia be a judge this year, this season? I'm just wondering. We're on Raw Baby Alert also, right? So what's going on with the baby? Because I'm thinking that a baby's been born since the last couple hours since we've been on air. But I'm not seeing anything yet. So, wow, I'm super excited. Some people are like, well... some people are like, well, but I am super excited. I'm always super excited when it comes to the Raw family. So can't wait to see their daughter. I'm still predicting a girl. I've heard some predictions that some people predicting a boy. I remember when we first found out she was pregnant, some people thought she might would be having a twin.
Hey, yo, Frenchie. Call that nigga Meek Mill. Tell Meek Mill to call Wale. Tell Wale call that bitch me and him fuck last night in the motherfucker Roosevelt. Tell that bitch to call Ross. Tell him let me hold this real quick. Let go. Yeah. I'm selling out arenas. Got a bad bitch and her ass fat. She play with balls like Venus. That ass fat like Serena's. That pussy good like Trina's.
Huh?
Yeah,
good like Trina. Pussy
bad
like
bitch.
Pussy good like Trina.
So sophisticated.
That pussy good
you
like
ain't
Trina.
Never,
pussy good
ever.
Like Trina. Never,
ever.
Like Trina.
Had it.
Yeah, I'm balling out in Nina. Got my Birkin bag with my hair back and I'm feeling like a trillion. Step back and I'm dealing. Got my top back with no ceiling. My shades on, sitting on blades and I'm tumbling through these millions. Great for me, let's get it. This shit it wait for you did it. Must be all gone on your molly. I beg your pot and no dolly. I'm all about making dollars. My fees are caught by bribers. Bribers popping collar piece, popping bottles. No time for popping that garbage. Got one bitch in the front. And yo bitch in my lap. And she going in face first. She all up in my snack. I keep the heat, no facts. So don't fuck around and get wet. I'm big baller, no shack. Cause the bad bitch is back.
I'm back.
That pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina.
That pussy good like Trina. Pussy, pussy good like Trina. Pussy, pussy good like Trina. Trina, 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 Trina.
Booty bounce. See, we're all high fashion.
For that daily twerk. Lego.
Boss it, boss it, boss it, boss it. Twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it. Booty bounce, booty bounce. Boop, 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 booty bounce.
I'm riding around that hoopty. Big face with some soupy. Looking perfect, feeling groovy. Got a bad bitch with a booty. Stupid chain look fruity. Diamonds with the ruby. Every day counting new juice. Casey munch, 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 munch. Guess what I heard him say. Last train, same coat as the Chevrolet. Posted on the corner with pills and yay. With a couple balls to hit major pain. Major pain, major pain. I'm starting to look like Damon Wayne. When I'm not talking about fear or when I say I'm on that special case. I'm going off. Switch lanes just like a bowling ball. No beard, but it looks like Rick Ross. That can't make it jump like crisscross. Crisscross, crisscross. That can't make it jump like crisscross. I look like a walk lane, but still you'll be on the slim zone. Yeah, working like a pro. Diamonds in the coat sleeve got me moving slow like, yeah. Working like a pro. Diamonds in the coat sleeve got me moving slow like.
Boss it, boss it, boss it, boss it. Twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it. Booty bounce, booty bounce. Boop, 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 booty bounce. Boss it, boss it, boss it. Boss it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it. Booty bounce, booty bounce. Boop, 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 booty bounce.
The gal and that's your mind. Well, love to see your body part twist and turning.
Bend over, start yearning.
Me are the teacher, so much learning. You are the body gal, so much earning. Me say me pimping, you know me do it right. Me are the gal on the block, say every night. Me are the gal on the track, say till the light. I'm morning, say you on the learning. The gal look like she been through a storming. Somebody daughter, somebody mother. Wah, somebody sister, me beg you rid of. Man, give it a hold up, you put your soul up. Say in the place where, say there's no love. You better hold up, you put your soul up. Say my friends, wah, say no love. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them get it. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them get it. I feel you kitty kitty gal, they won't be get it. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them get it. I feel you kitty kitty gal, they won't be get it. I feel you kitty kitty gal, they won't be get it. I feel you kitty kitty gal, they won't be get it. I feel you kitty kitty gal, no make them get it. Me know a life rough, me beg you hold on. Me know the rent due in the next month. Me know the kids need food the next time. That's why you're jumping at the bends when them blow their heart. Them belly hungry, them belly biting. That's why you shake your body in at the nighting. That's why you shake your body, step in the writing. The dollar bill, the gal say she will follow. The dollar bill, the gal say she will hollow. But the dollar bill, gal can buy tomorrow. Me know the road stay long and well narrow. Me know a life stay hard and full of sorrow. You have to hit the target, stay like an arrow. And fly for me, daughter, like a sparrow. I feel you.
kitty gala. No make them get it. I feel your kitty kitty gala. No make them hit it. I feel your kitty kitty gala. Them won't be get it. I feel your kitty kitty gala. No make them get it. I feel your kitty kitty gala. Them won't be get it. I feel your kitty kitty gala. Them won't be get it. I feel your kitty kitty gala. Them won't be get it. I feel your kitty kitty gala. No make them get it. We bring the good news. Brand new shoes. I tell blues. Tell me and feel me cool. That's how we do it in the city. I'm the last one. International. You call me boss one. That round the world we ignited. Round the world still be riding. We hit the mark. We know how we play the part. In the dark but the light. I feel me part. That's how me walk. That's how me fat man. Stay in a Babylon. Stay in a Kingston. Stay in LA. Holy, I don't play. You mess around. Me and me peace down there. You mess around. You hit the ground bomb me. I feel your kitty kitty gal. No make them get it. I feel your kitty kitty gal. No make them hit it. I feel your kitty kitty gal. Them won't be get it. I feel your kitty kitty gal. No make them get it. I feel your kitty kitty gal. Them won't be get it. I feel your kitty kitty gal. Them won't be get it. I feel your kitty kitty gal. Them won't be get it. I feel your kitty kitty gal. No make them get it.
Another one by Trina. That was Dread Days. Kitty. Here's another one by Trina Beam.
Feel it, baby. Just take the ride. Better than
you're shopping on Madison. Top diamonds bright like challenges. Who the fuck you think you're challenging? I'm for a season, she's Radisson. I'm paper tagging your cabinet. I'm about to bitch first and bagging it. Ha, I tell the truth. I'm bad as fucking, I'm hella cute. You never seen a chick like Trina, bitch. Got swag you can fill up arenas with. And I ain't fucking shit with no benefits. You gotta rob something, go flip the brick. I'm going harder. 50 racks at Bell Harbor. Me and my female partners, we ballin', bitch. We the buck five. Yeah, where the money, nigga, bring the cars out. Say my name, you gon' bring the cars out. Trina, my clothes is me. Shining like beans.
I shine like
breaking niggas, I ain't with that cake, nigga. How much check you making, nigga? If you a Miami Heat or Thunder, nigga. Tell the bitch to stop hating, nigga. It's a bag of bitch, what's taking, nigga? Yeah, I'm from the bottom, bitch. Subcover girl, model shit. I love my girl, we are the shit. I shake what you make that dollar with. Yeah, hating hoes, nigga, call it quick. The bag is back and I'm calling shit. Here we go again, Cali shit. All we do is win. Thirsty men wanna be my friend. Nigga wanna cop me a bin. I'm good, I got a few of those. Gonna cop the rolls, I'm good with those. Tree nuggets, close to me. Shining like beans.
I shine like
beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
Trayvon Martin rally here in Jackson today, also in downtown Jackson. So sending love out to those that were out in support of that rally. And then also sending out condolences and much love to JPD, to the city of Jackson's police department. We lost a police officer today, was killed in an accident. He was helping, he got out of his vehicle on I-55 near Northside Drive here in Jackson and was hit by a by a vehicle and died. And the officer's name is, he's a 5-year vet, and his name is Bruce Jacobs, Officer Bruce Jacobs. So sending condolences out to his loved ones, his family, and his friends, and, of course, his cohorts at the Jackson Police Department, and also fellow Jacksonians, because it's always sad whenever we lose a member of law enforcement, whenever life is lost. And, man, people definitely, you know, wow, it's just amazing. He was hit and killed. So it's so sad. But, again, thank you to Casey Mushkin, Dylan of SeaWorld High Fashion. Again, I must repeat that you can subscribe to his YouTube channel, Astro Munster 06. That's A-S-T-R-O, Astro Munster, O-O-H, like O, 6. And also check out his SoundCloud.com profile. He has two, SeaWorld High Fashion, of course. And Casey Munchkin. And definitely follow him. Follow my SoundCloud profile also. I have two, but you definitely follow Culture Shock Inc. hyphen Beth 11. And a lot of artists get music to me. And if you want me to add your music to my playlist, definitely send me a note and tell me it's okay for me to add your music to my playlist on SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, etc. And most definitely, you can email me also at CultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. KULTURESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. And again, you can email Dylan at Dylan_W@ymail.com. So, and like his Facebook page, SeaWorld High Fashion, and Casey Munchkin will be coming real soon, the Facebook page. And like he said, he will be posting beats also on that Facebook page. So those of you that are interested in working with him or be producing beats for you, most definitely don't hesitate to email him, because you hear his originality. And I think it would be a good thing. I think it would definitely be an asset to those of you to think. I mean, there are artists that I am thinking of that he should definitely collaborate with. You know, I think it's just amazing. But again, the show's not over, but it's almost over. But thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your love and support.
Skip the caviar, pass me the shrimp. I'm fantastic, fanatical, Flip Gates. And I'm introducing to y'all one of the newest additions to Clover G Records. Clover G La Familia, the number one flyboy music group. Now let me hear a round of applause for Scarborough. Don't matter your race, 'cause I'ma break you off.
Believe it's strong.
I my pistol black, but I just had to paint my drop white. Your chick ain't bad as mine, I call her Mr. Spotlight. I'm Jake.
That ain't hard to say, I'm fly. They can see you shine with me. Mind you, ain't used to them guys like me. Like Fifth Day, it's Clover G. They call me Scarboy. You should be my baby girl. So shorty, let's dip from here. Let me show you the outer world. There's many sights to see, but nothing look quite like we. The spotlight, you're so fine. What it take to make you leave with me?
Skip the caviar, pass me the shrimp.
That's Scarboard featuring Lil Flip. Boy, Scarboard, no, he is a talent. And you all know, before I start hosting the Shock Entertainment Reports right here, one of my favorite shows I love to listen to was when Lil Flip had Sky Flyboy Radio and Dollhouse Radio. I love listening to and Revolution Rant. Brian Cuban show that was right here on blogtalkradio.com. And big shout out to a lot of my faves, the Judge Neil show, which probably is airing tonight, and Ebony Empress, Coffee Shack. I have a lot of favorite shows right now. Nicholas Snow, So Biz Now, so amazing. Here's another one by Scarboy, New Year.
I've been around hungrier than ever, then believe me, it's not eating your supper. Done with your belief, so believe it, I'm leaving to suffer. And one day, leave when I say, we ain't gonna struggle no more. Some way, we're leaving, I'll say, we ain't gotta hustle no more. Until then, I ride for my fam, die for my fam, and I throw it up for the new year. Ain't it changed for a few years? And girl, I've been the same, never changed for a new year. Ride for my fam, die for my fam, and I throw it up for the new year. Ain't it changed for a few years? And girl, I've been the same, never changed. Ride for my fam, die for my fam, and I throw it up for the new. Ain't it changed for a few. Girl, I be the same in the new. Ride for my fam, die for my fam, and I throw it up for the new. Ain't it changed for a few. Girl, I be the same. I just wanna give it up for the amazing people I met this year, the amazing people I'm gonna meet next year, and for the new year. So can I get a hey?
Hey!
Can I get a hope?
Everybody that's rocking and rolling and partying with West Ford and the Foundry.
I'm
Hey, repping Big D. And here's another artist repping Big D.
Yeah, live and direct in your face once again.
972 Fred, that's 22. 972 Gabba set you through the booth. 972 Fred, that's what it is. 972 Fred.
And like him on Facebook. He's fun to network with. Awesome music. You know what? Chris Angel has a new show, you know, they'll be premiering on Spike TV in October. And I'm just thinking, I'm wondering what type of theme music will he have. I love his theme music for the show he used to once had on A&E. So it just ran across my mind because I've always loved networking with Chris Angel. And so a big shout out to he and his fiance Sandra, his mama Demetra, his brothers and fellow loyals out there. But I'm just wondering what type of theme music will he have? Because that theme music, man, for Mind Freak, in the intro was just super awesome. So I'm just, I can't wait until the premiere of his new show on Spike TV. So a big shout out to he and his production team at Luke in Las Vegas. I can't wait to see his release show. whenever I finally get to travel to Las Vegas. But again, I was thinking, you know, you just bring up certain things. So I was just wondering. I know a lot of fellow loyals are listening to the show. So I just, you know, thinking about that. Here's Pieces of Me. Big shout out to True God. Had so much fun chatting up with him 2 weeks ago. And, you know, Soul Revival 2 will be dropping soon. Man, that was an amazing show, was it not? I know. Big shout out to the DMV. Of course, True God is repping Baltimore, Maryland, B More.
I think there's a perception of love full of conception. When it starts to break down, you'll see the time that you've invested. There's no natural selection. If feelings come and go, there's no protection. So even hurt will in time become accepted. And so while I sit here just reading books to my daughter, looking around the room, seeing everything that we bought her. Flashbacks to her mom giving birth inside of the water. Fast forward to present day and his family's facing slaughter. Remember what I taught her, never thought she would harbor all this hurt and resentment. Perhaps I gave her incentive, so now I'm a baby father. Instead of being a husband, we both stubborn and petty. I'm ready to find redemption, she's ready to find attention. Couldn't see her intention, she seems to have a new man. Nothing I could do in prevention, but you live your life, though it ain't as short as we think. Bring that nigga near my daughter, I'll kill him, won't even blink. I'm watching you moving backwards, she thinks it's cool to be ratchet. While hair and skin might be natural, image is something practiced. So is she faking the actual? Or maybe I'm just bitter while painting a clearer picture, cause moving on is impractical. So is this a heartbreak? Maybe it isn't known. It's probably karma, I've just thought a couple heartbreaks of my own. And so, before you leave and before we create issues, here, there's a piece of my soul you can take with you. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. How did we come about? Truth be told, I cannot remember. Maybe I do a little. I think we met in December. Scratch that, there was a snowstorm, thinking it's February. We known each other for years, so that time ain't necessary. What's odd is that you like me for years and I never noticed. Well, maybe I saw the signs, but on you I just wasn't focused. You had a boyfriend initially, with who you had some history. Together for a couple years, but you don't think it's meant to be. So we end up chilling while we did, it's still a mystery. Then you had started kissing me, lies we crossed them essentially. I'm in your room on top of you, caught inside of your wetness. This nigga's calling your phone, right then I start to regret this. Next morning you break up with him, hoping he gets a message. Say you got some heavy feelings for me, yet want to express it. But shit, I didn't feel the same, I just let it continue. Kiss your neck to not look into your eyes whenever I'm in you. There's guilt inside of my heart, I wasn't thinking with that. Her pussy so tight and wet, that's what keeps on bringing me back. Sometime later she's in search of commitment I couldn't give to her. And at this point relationships only create a prisoner. She's got her own place, she's asking me can I live with her. She said I got a heart, but in mind she's only a visitor. So though at times a nigga may miss you, here's a piece of my mind that you can take with you. True. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me, a keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. We met at work, she said she's looking for her Mr. Right. I'm staring at her thinking, damn, this girl's my kryptonite. Red bone, fat ass, pretty feet. Started talking every day and at a point the shit gets deep. We daily texting and chatting and soon everybody starts to think that we're an item. Blame me for letting it happen. I'm tripping since she's older, thinking this ain't perfect timing. On the dance floor at the Christmas party, we touching and grinding. Watched her cry inside the cafe, she sang, which was rare. She used to be in the band, but stopped singing cause no one cared. Well, maybe that's a bit harsh, she just never saw success. Became a fan of D.A.R. and said with talent talent, I was blessed. Conversations heating up, late nights just talking sex. Said the way I used to word, things would quickly make a wet. Fast forward, shit done changed, and shit now we barely talking. She may text me every now and then, but really isn't often. She said you might be the one, but our bond is way too close. She sent me news the next day, so I'm confusing her approach. Shit is meant to be a fantasy and simply nothing more. Phone sex and freaky texting, but that's all that we explore. Can't lie, I felt connection, but just knew it wouldn't work. If we tried, it wouldn't last, so I risk us getting hurt, Maybe in the future I may get you, but here's a piece of imagination you can take with you. I'm saying, so I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me, a keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be.
Reach for the top.